This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-5 all-wheel drive, just $229 a month, or buy and get 0.9% APR financing up to 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN S0555242. MSRP 29990. Ends 3/31/25.
8:14, can't fake the funk, so I'm being honest with everybody. We got a little technical thing going on at the studio. I have to work from home. I have Teddy the puppy here. He might disrupt a little bit of what's going on. I'm doing my best to keep him at bay. Errol Williams joins us now, Orleans Parish Assessor with the City Services Coalition, as well as David Marcello, who is with the City Services Coalition. Good morning, gentlemen, and I'll try to keep the dog at bay.
Good morning, Tommy.
Let's talk about, I don't know whoever wants to start here or who wants to answer the questions, but y'all can take turns, I guess. Tell me about this, the plan to improve New Orleans, and how did the idea take shape? And then tell me about it and what it found.
David, you got that one? Yes. Okay. Basically, go ahead.
Go ahead. Right.
If y'all don't start talking, I'm going to get the dog to bark.
Okay. I'm sorry, Tommy. Okay. No, I met with Press Kavikoff, you know, about a year ago, and we were concerned that, you know, certain things were not getting done in city government because of, you know, a strained relationship between the city council and the mayor. And we were saying, well, how do we get things done? Okay. And then, you know, people, there was a poll taken by Ron Forshay that said basically 70% of the people, both, you know, black and white, were not satisfied with government services. In my instance, I was only concerned about what affects the assessor's office, and that is permitting and licensing them. And from my view, I try and get the permit information as soon as possible to try and make sure that we keep our tax rolls, okay, in line with what the values changes are. So if somebody builds a new house, renovates a house, or, you know, puts an addition or demolishes a house, that we update our records to try and make that happen because of the shortage of staff and safety permits. Okay, a lot of that information wasn't getting done, and then the city moved to a third-party, you know, vendor to try and do the inspections. But the problem I was hearing from a lot of the developers was that it was just taking too long to get a building permit. One guy who's been building houses for at least 20 years that I knew, he called me and says, I'm not building any homes in New Orleans. I said, well, why? He says, by the time I get my permit, my material costs are gone up and my profit's gone. So, you know, the key thing to us was to try and see what happened. But then the city recognized that that was a problem, and they hired a firm called Matrix Group, who came in and evaluated the safety and permits department. They interviewed about 1,600 people online, as well as focus groups, to try and find out what were the problems. And there, you know, there were certain things in that in the discussion there with Press and I were talking about. Initially, we talked about maybe changing to city manager, and we're saying no, that's not going to work. Okay, because we don't want to neuter the mayor's off the mayor's powers or the in the city council. So basically, we started this process, and it went into five areas that we thought were important. Okay, and those five areas was crime and public safety, streets and infrastructure, drainage and water management, trash pickup and clean public spaces, and license and permitting. That's how we got where we are, and it's, you know, thanks to the foundations that put up the money, okay, to try and hire. We hired a firm called HRNA, okay, who goes around the country helping governments try and identify those their problems and then get best practices and recommend best practices for government to be able to operate for the citizens.
That's, right, to bring David Marcello into the conversation, uh-huh. David, when you hear about those five things that Errol just mentioned, that is basically what people depend on government to do, right?
Right. I think the concept was if you can't get the five basic things right, you're going to be challenged to do anything else efficiently. And we looked at it at two levels. We recognize these problems as systemic. They've been around for a good long time. We were hoping to find solutions that would endure from one administration to the next so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time. And so we looked at the system level. We also looked at what we call granular solutions. What kind of operational changes close to the ground can you make within a particular subject area? An example of that, alluding to what Errol was discussing, safety and permits, is that we've proposed that there be a sort of concierge at safety and permits, somebody who takes your application when it comes in, stays with it and you through the process, doesn't just say, oh, go talk to the City Planning Commission or go talk to this, that, or the other group, but rather helps people get that application processed. So that is an example of the sort of change that we think would make things work a heck of a lot more effectively, a lot more efficiently.
Let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up. We come back. We're talking to Errol Williams, Orleans Parish Assessor with the City Services Coalition, David Marcello with the Coalition as well, about this study. And they found out that five basic city service areas are severely lacking: crime and public safety, streets and infrastructure, drainage and water management, trash pickup and clean public spaces, licensing and permitting. And that's what you need government to do, right? I that's what I want government to do. I don't want government to get involved in people's social lives or this or that or the other thing. I don't think government's suited to do that, but they are suited to do those five things. We come back, we'll talk about turning this thing around and how do you go, is it like a speedboat or an aircraft carrier? I know one of the disturbing results of this was about the people that said they may not be in New Orleans 5 years from now. We've already lost a ton of population. We'll talk more about that when we come back. If you have any questions or comments, the Oakmanhart Jeweler Talk and Text Line is open at 504-260-1870. Right now, time for traffic on WWL. 826, 827 now. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Errol Williams, Orleans Parish Assessor, and David Marcello, both with the City Services Coalition. Somebody texted in here and said, why don't we just get Jefferson Parish to tell us how they get all the safety and permits issued that they handle? The boss could probably spend a day in NOLA and tell us exactly what we need to change. Well, if I may channel my inner Johnny Carson, you are wrong, text breath, because in the next half hour, we're going to talk to Cynthia Lee Sheng, president of Jefferson Parish, who wants to revamp its permitting process because she says the current process is horrible. So it's not just in Orleans Parish. Gentlemen, Errol, I'll go with you. How do you go about turning this thing around? First of all, I presume it's more of an aircraft carrier than a speedboat?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games,
or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st. Register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.
Errol? Errol, you got me on mute?
On the office phone.
All right, well, let's go.
Okay. Basically, you know, when you look at this process, we came up with, you know, summarizing maybe 6 to 8 points. One was streamline the permitting process and eliminate unnecessary tasks. That's one. The other was ensure completeness of the permits before it is filed and create a task force of personnel and developers trying to identify the choke points in the permitting process and devise solutions for that. Okay. Of course, we, you know, what David mentioned earlier, we do want to have a single person who oversees the permitting process from the beginning to the end. This helps get it through, but then develop a detailed checklist and mandate that is used in every inspection. Those are the, you know, some of the things. If you go to our website, okay, which is the New Orleans Coalition, you're going to see there's going to be a link to what they call the Matrix Groups report. And it goes into detail of every little piece of thing that safety permits needs to improve in order to make it more efficient. Keep in mind, Jefferson Parish and East Baton Rouge Parish, usually in 2 to 4 days you can get a permit processed. Okay, for us, sometimes it's taking several months to get that done. And some people are still awaiting after a year trying to get approval on a permit. That's what I've been told by some of the people that after I've interviewed with some of those. So we think that, you know, that the main focus of the group was to try and develop and strengthen the inner core operations for city government to improve the process with best practices so that we can enhance service delivery. That's the only objective of this New Orleans Coalition. We don't, you know, we don't care who the mayor is and who the city council is, just as long as they embrace some of these changes so that people will begin to feel comfortable that when they come to city government and they apply for a permit, that they are able to get it done timely, so, you know, and make sure that it's safe for what they do.
David, real quick before we let you go, because I know y'all are pressed for time, as are we, when it comes to the survey and results of people expecting to live in Orleans Parish 5 years from now, what'd it say? David Marcello?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hello? Okay. The results were alarming. This was a survey done in December, and the question was, what are your plans in the next 5 years? Do you plan to be here in New Orleans, or do you plan to move away? And a collective 40% of the people who were surveyed said that they thought within the next 5 years the possibility existed that they would move away. 83% of the people who responded said that they didn't think they were getting their money's worth from the services that they pay taxes to support. So we've taken those signs of distress to heart, and we think that the report, which is 216 pages long, sorry for that, but there are a lot of good ideas in it, and we think that it will help to inform the dialogue in the coming year. We are looking at elections in the fall of 2025. We'll have a new mayor and many new members of the city council installed by a year from now. And so we're hoping that over this campaign year, there'll be some discussion about the particulars of the report. The coalition is not into endorsing.
And maybe we can have you back and drill down some more, because 216 pages is hard to condense in 20 minutes. We'll take a quick break for news here on WWL. Then we'll come back, talk to Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng about the permitting process there. Other than that, Ms. Lincoln, how was the play? 8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Cynthia Lee Shang joins us now, Jefferson Parish President. Talk about the permitting process. We just were talking to people from the City Services Coalition, and they were talking about revamping their permitting process, as well as the other things that came up in their survey as it relates to the day-to-day services of government and the five basic areas that they recognize. We'll talk about some of them as well as permitting with Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang. But first, we'll start with that. Good morning, Madam President. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. We're doing well. Thank you.
How is Mardi Gras and all of that stuff for y'all in Jefferson Parish? Everything turned out fine and a big weekend
coming
up?
Wow. Yeah, we have a really big Sunday coming up. We're calling it St. Patty Gras. So it's the Argus is going to be rescheduled on St. Patrick's Day, their parade, and they've been really, really wonderful. This whole St. Patrick's Day parade committee have been incredible inviting Argus on their day. So we'll start off with Argus, and then we will move to St. Patrick's Day. And what it'll be a big, big parade.
What time's all that start?
I think at 10 o'clock.
Thankfully, you got a break from the weather. Thankfully, you got a break, so it should be a beautiful day for that. Let's talk about the permitting process in Jefferson Parish and what it is that you would like to revamp. What kind of problems are people having, Cynthia?
Well, let's just talk about this, the process in general. Obviously, this is being, you know, discussed in New Orleans as well, a process that if you look in any community, I think people will be complaining about this process. And I want to go through it because I kind of fell in the same trap as everybody else did before me, thinking it's a people problem. In Jefferson Parish, we've been looking at this. Gosh, many other parish presidents have looked at this process because you always get complaints from business owners or from residences for doing residential builds. And look, you know, first of all, there's already built in this hurry up and get it done. I've bought land. I'm paying taxes. I'm paying insurance. I'm paying professionals. There's just already a frustration that you're not doing it super quick. And then, of course, it's a lot of regulations that you're looking at. And I think we've gotten into the habit of sort of blaming the people. In Jefferson, I don't know about any other process, but kind of people tend to look at blaming the people or showing their frustrations on our staff. Our staff tend to, you know, get aggravated with people not submitting documents quick enough. So it's become over the years this, you know, he said, she said thing. And when I really looked into it, we made some changes to try to make it more efficient. I'm not saying any process can't be more efficient. We've done that already. But when I started really getting into it, I'm like, it's not a people issue. It's a process issue. And so I have a special task force, if you will, an advisory committee that we've just started asking the different organizations to submit a member to be on this task force. And we really need to look, I want everybody to understand the layered regulations that we're required to follow, whether they be state, whether they be just building code, or whether they're our own legislation that we've had to follow. And I want as many people to understand, look at what we're dealing with. This is more than a people issue. This is a process problem. And maybe we need to change the laws to make it a quicker or more efficient process.
Let me take a break. I want to pick it up there when we come back, Madam President, if we can, because a lot of people think there are quick, easy solutions, and there aren't. And in fact, parish government might be handcuffed in a way. Of course, the permitting process, the whole idea is to keep everybody safe, right? Make sure that the construction is done properly. However, if you've ever built a house, people know about, I think they know about interim financing, which is, you know, at that time, I don't remember what the outstanding balance was, or the interest rate was lower than it is now. But, you know, it was costing me $58 a day every time I had a delay here or a delay there as I was building the home I'm living in now. And everybody wants it done right now. But not everybody can have everything right now. So we'll talk about process versus people and how to fix it with Cynthia Lee Shang about the permitting process in Jefferson Parish. If you have any questions, comments, Open Heart Jeweler Talk and Text Line is open, 504-260-1870. Traffic now, WWL. 57, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Cynthia Lee Shang, President of Jefferson Parish. Big parade weekend. I just want to bring that up again because it was disappointing on Mardi Gras, but you got Argus and St. Patrick's Day Parade rolling on Metairie Road starting at 10 o'clock Sunday. Weather's going to be beautiful. Let me read a text, Madam President. HVAC contractor here. Problem we have in Jeff Parish said the inspectors take a week or more to get the job and inspect it. That's why we use third-party inspectors. Cost $75 more per inspection to hire the third-party inspector, but we do it because they'll come out within a day or two. Is staffing part of the problems? And when you talk about process and not people, expand on that, please.
Yeah, I think staffing is part of the process. And look, I would say we're seeing that staffing is affecting many of our departments, right? So that is always, if you can throw more resources at it, that will always help you. But I think, look, you look at that, the trades. That's just very one small section. In this context, I'm talking about the projects that take a long time. We have other things that happen that sometimes they get the permit the same day, or sometimes they get the permit within 3 days. But when you talk about maybe a new commercial project on Veterans Boulevard or something like that, where you're starting with just land, right? Mm-hmm. It's a long process, but there's many, many things you have to do. You look at the building, you know, is the building built right? The utilities, the parking, the landscaping, and within the building, all the building door frames, is it ADA compliant? Is it fire resistant? The ingress and egress, there's so many things. There's so many different departments within the parish that you might have to go through, maybe our public works or our engineering. There's other legislative bodies you might have to go through, whether it's the planning advisory board, you might need a zoning change through the parish council, and even other state agencies you might have to go through. So you're just talking about a very complicated process, and every project is unique. So we can't make a template. Every single project is a unique project, whether with whatever use they're going to do. Is it retail? Is it industrial? Or where they are in the parish? If is it on a state road? If is it near a levee? You need levee board approval depending on the river height. It's very complicated. And so, like I said, in and of itself, it's going to be a long process because you just have so many regulations you have to abide by. So we've tried to look at the people issue to make sure our process goes as smoothly as possible. But the more I look at this, it's like a layered maze that we put people through. And our people are trying to help them navigate that maze. It's not our people's fault. But look, Tommy, why do we have these? It's because property is precious to us. And there's so many rules to protect neighbors and surrounding neighbors, maybe, or say like in Fat City, we wanted to make something different happen. We wanted a pedestrian oriented core.
Thank you.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.